Metropolitan Silver Band, woo! If you're not awake now, I don't know what's gonna wake you up. So good morning.
Good morning.
Let's try that again. Good morning.
Good morning.
There we go. Yay. Welcome to worship today. My name is Ruth. I'm the Minister of Community Engagement here at Rosedale United Church. And joining me in leadership today is our Minister for Worship and Spiritual Care, Kristen. And a huge, warm welcome back to our music director, Dr. Sarah Svensson, and our full choir. As I said to the choir, it feels like all is right with the world now, because everybody is back home. And we are so happy to have the Metropolitan Silver Band with us today. A warm welcome to you. They're going to be playing throughout the worship service, and as well as after a community lunch today, they're going to have a concert at 1 p.m., and as Fran tells me, there'll be something for everyone in the concert. So, and knowing the concert that they did at Christmas time, I believe her. So it's always good to be together. Thank you for being here, for being part of the community we are creating this morning. We hope this time will help you feel connected to community and to faith, and that this will be a nourishing and refreshing moment. If this is your first Sunday here, a special welcome to you. This Sunday after worship, we are having a lunch. The lunch is downstairs, so if you go out this door and down to the stairs through the Glen Hall entrance and down to Cop Hall, that is where our lunch will be. And then at 1 p.m., as I said, the Metropolitan Silver Band will present a concert. If you're here with kids, make yourself at home. It's okay to stand up and move around. You can move to the back if you need. There's a quiet area at the back with coloring pages and things for kids to do. There's also activity packs for kids age 6 and up. And kids 6 and under can go down to with Nicole to our nursery downstairs. Rosedale United Church is a hub supporting human flourishing in this community and in our city. Rosedale United Church is an affirming congregation. This is a community for people of all ages, gender identities, sexualities, family configurations, and backgrounds. And we acknowledge today, as we call ourselves to worship, that we do so on land stewarded by our Indigenous siblings for a millennia. We acknowledge the centrality of this land to the spirituality and identity of the Mississaugas, the Anishinaabe, the Haudenosaunee, and the Confederacy and the Wendat.
And I invite us all to stand as we call ourselves to worship. What does our God require of you?
What does God require of you?
My heart.
My hands.
My love.
My life.
What does our God require of us?
That we use all our gifts to do justice, to love kindness, and to travel humbly with our God.
Let us find inspiration and encouragement in God's presence. Let us worship our God. We join in singing, "Morning Has Broken."
Thank you.
Morning has broken indeed. Friends, we invite you to turn and to greet each other with the peace of Christ. This is just saying, peace be with you, and the response is, and also with you.
And let us now sing in I Am a Child of God, the blessing for our learning at this time. And Nicole will lead the kids out to the nursery. And so let's sing together, I Am a Child of God. Let us take a moment to prepare our hearts and minds for worship as we center ourselves, take a deep breath in, and we'll pray together. Gracious God, you are great. You are wonderful. You are more than we can begin to imagine. You loved creation into being. You love us into wholeness. Alleluia. But we have a question for you. Do you really think we can do it? Do you really believe that we can be more than we are? Do you really believe that as disciples of Jesus, we can be what you want us to be? Do you really believe that we can be salt and light for each other? Fill us with your love, we pray. Pour down your wisdom, we ask. Change us with your grace. Because we know we can't do it alone. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us these words. So in the movie, A Beautiful Mind, there is a moment in the movie when the Jennifer Connelly character says that God must be a painter because there are so many colors in the world. Today's scripture passage, Jesus compares us to light, publicly shining, the God colors of the world. So what does it mean to you to publicly shine the God colors to the world? What are your God colors? And are you shining the brightest? And let us sing together hymn Voices United, number 400, Lord, listen to your children praying.
The scripture reading this morning is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 to 20. Let me tell you why you are here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of the earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Don't suppose for a minute that I have come to demolish the scriptures, either God's law or the prophets. I'm not here to demolish, but to complete. I'm going to put it all together. Pull it all together in a vast panorama. God's law is more real and lasting than the stars in the sky and the ground at your feet. Long after stars burn out and earth wears out, God's law will be alive and working. Trivialize even the smallest item in God's law, and you will only have trivialized yourself. But take it seriously, show the way for others, and you will find honor in the kingdom. Unless you do far better than the Pharisees in the matters of right living, you won't know the first thing about entering the kingdom. May God add wisdom to this reading.
So friends, you've heard the scripture for today. You've heard the call to shine. You've heard the call to go public. And you're now invited to offer your response and your offering. You can light a candle as a way of honoring a prayer you're holding in your heart. We have our offering box at the back, the wooden box at the back, to receive your offering for the life and work of this church. And so let us say together, we offer the work of our hands and the love of our hearts, the gifts of God as a blessing for the world. Sarah will play as we respond. Oh, Fran and the Metropolitan Silver Band will play as you respond.
Thank you.
can I just say, it's good to have you back, choir. Thank you for that. That was beautiful. Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our Redeemer. Amen. I love the translation of the scripture that Julie read this morning. I love how it expands on light being the God colors. This imagery always makes me think of Desmond Tutu and the rainbow people of God. The rainbow is an important image for me because it illustrates the various aspects of a human being. Aspects like creativity, healing, passion, happiness, sorrow, and everything that we are, inside out. Drew Downs is an Episcopalian priest and blogger, and he shares these words with us. We are the salt of the earth because we start as the means of seasoning the world. Our generosity and proximity to grace, that is what we offer, love, hope, mercy. What our culture would have us reject, from softness to naivete, is precisely what leads to blessing. And if we lose that, what can we be that for the world? The gospel passage then concludes with a teaching that challenges us with the same oppositeness and generosity as the Beatitudes. Jesus' teaching doesn't oppose tradition, but fulfills it. With eyes of generosity and mercy, compassion and gratitude, and embodied by a life lived as makers of peace who hunger for justice, who are able to embody the commandments and live out the kingdom. February is Black History Month, and each year during Black History Month, I try to learn how I can be a good ally. And I've always believed to know where we are to go, we need to know where we have been. We need to learn about the centuries of trauma in order to walk a path of healing. This Sunday, as we come together on this first Sunday of Black History Month, we come together knowing that we all need to lift up that Black Lives Matter. As a white person, I struggle to know how to truly speak out in the face of racism. So for this month, I have a challenge for you. And I have it contained in this lovely little basket. I have hearts that have the names of Black Canadians who have made a difference to our Canadian society. People like Mrs. Pipkin, who I encountered at an exhibit at Spadina House Museum this past summer. The exhibit is called Dismantle, and it shows what the house would be like if Mrs. Pipkin was the owner. Spadina House is right beside Casa Loma, and it was the home of Robert Baldwin, who was in Parliament in Upper Canada in the 19th century. He was a contemporary of William Botsford Jarvis, whose wife Mary named this place Rosedale because it was a magical place filled with wild roses. Robert Baldwin employed a woman who was an escaped slave named Mrs. Pipkin to wash the clothes of the family. Mrs. Pipkin and her husband ran away, leaving their children behind. They never saw or knew what happened to their children. The exhibit is still going on at Spadina House Museum, and I encourage you to go to it. Now to the challenge. You take the heart and you research the story of the person whose name is on the heart. There are many names, many names. The names are past, and some are of the present as well. Then write on that heart what you discovered about that person, and bring it back on February 19th, and I will take those hearts and put them together into an art quilt that will be displayed on February 26th. So I will be there at the back after church with my basket of hearts for you to choose one to take with you. Each of the Black Canadians on these hearts have shared, and some still are sharing, their salt and light in Canada. And we are called to celebrate that this month. Jesus said, "Now that I've put you there on the mountaintop, on a light stand, shine, keep open house, be generous with your lives." Shine, stay generous with your lives. There are a few words that can be found in a number of African languages that are the same. And one I'd like to highlight with you today is the word yebo. Say it for me, yebo. Yebo is Zulu, South African, and Swazi. Yebo means yes, but not just yes, it's yes with a purpose. It's yes, I see you. Yes, I hear you. Yes, I am paying attention. I have friends who live in Eswatini, Africa. Eswatini was called Swaziland until a few years ago when it reclaimed its indigenous name, Eswatini. My friends have a 2,500-acre farm that is the home to over 360 children that were abandoned. One of those children is a child who I named and I support, and she is a part of my heart. I have a picture of her in my office, and I have pictures of her on my phone. She is now 6 years old. When she was born, she was dumped into a pit latrine, and she landed face down in the water. She was there for a few days before someone heard her cries and fished her out of the latrine. She should not have survived, but she did. And now she is a beautiful and incredibly precocious little girl. She is important. And like all the other children at Project Canaan, which is the name of the farm my friends run and live on through their organization, Heart for Africa, each of the children at Project Canaan have a similar story. And actually, some of the stories are worse than my little ones. But as hard as their beginnings were, their presents and futures are filled with love. When each child is welcomed home to Canaan, they are told they are valued and they are loved. Each of them knows that they are salt and light. As I was reflecting on the children of Canaan, I was thinking about them in the light of Black History Month, a month that began with the funeral of another Black man, Tyree Nichols, being killed in police custody. A week ago, I and a few and others attended the movie and discussion at Lawrence Park about the school-to-prison pipeline, that Black people are more likely to be arrested than white people. The lawyer who was the guest speaker for this event shared that we can shift things when we no longer look upon a Black person as a threat. If we no longer have the reaction that a Black person of color is going to harm us, we can start to bridge the gap between us. For after all, Black and white are part of the God colors of the world. Black, brown, white, yellow, red, orange, green, blue, purple, pink, and baby blue. These are the colors of the Progress Pride flag, These are the colors of the rainbow people of God. These are the God colors that our scripture speaks about, the colors that we are to go public with and shine. We are called to be salt and light in the world, and we're also called to share that message to others. You are salt and light. You are important. You are valuable. More valuable than the biggest diamond in the world. So, my friends, remember, you are valued, you are loved. Yebo, my friends, yebo. Amen. And let us join together in singing hymn number 356 and our voices united, Seek Ye First the Kingdom.
As we begin this time of communion, Sarah is going to play the music that will be our sung response. So we invite you just to take this moment, settle into this time of communion by first listening to the music of the sung response, and then we'll enter a time of silence and then into our prayer.
In love of even chaos, God, your word flew out and your spirit hovered. And there was land to till, water to nourish and renew, air to breathe for life. Your creation plowed and watered and lived, and there was daily bread. We give you thanks, God, whom we cannot see, for we see the earth. Eat its fruits, feel your life in us.
In love of even the lost and broken, God, you have sent your redemption. and we are humbled. To wayward Israel, the prophets spoke, and their words startle us still. To the hungers and thirsts of the world, you sent your Jesus, a beloved Son, and his life gives us life. His death ends our old ways. His rising tells us that yours is the kingdom.
With this bread, now we remember you, O Christ. And with this cup, now we remember you, O Christ. Gather us together from the four winds and out of our divisions and fears to your table. Send your Holy Spirit on the bread and cup and into the hearts of those who will eat and drink, and put in us your fire, whose lives forever, your justice rolling like a mighty river, your peace passing all understanding.
And so we remember that Jesus, on the night before he died, gathered with his friends, with those who were important to him, and there was bread at the table, and he took it. And as he took it, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. Each time you do this, you do so in memory of me."
And likewise, he took the cup and blessed it and said to his friends, "Take and drink. When you drink of this cup, remember me."
Friends, the table is now ready. All are welcome here. We invite you to this feast.
Friends, let us join together in the prayer after communion found in your bulletin. Let us pray together. We thank you, O God, that you have refreshed us at your table. You have fed and nourished us. We are ready to go out into the world as peacekeepers and builders of your kingdom here on earth. Amen.
Friends, we go into this afternoon, into this day, into this week, refreshed by our time together, refreshed by being community, refreshed by the music that we've heard that we'll take out into our hearts and into our communities. And we go as salt and light, and we go with that marvelous image of bringing out the God flavors and the God colors of our world. Friends, we go companioned by God and companioned by Jesus Christ and companioned by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We bless ourselves as we go with our song, A Parting Blessing.